Hello. You know, when you hear the music, this is Connect the Dots radio show. I am your host, Tom Edison. That is my real name. I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. Well, we got too many things to talk about tonight, so it doesn't matter whether I'm running for president or not. What matters is the important things happening in our world. This is a wonderful time to be alive because we're finally going to get visited by our galactic brothers and sisters. That's right. I've been talking about it in other shows. The thing is called the event. That's right, the event. The event will be when they finally land and show themselves, just like in some science fiction movie. Except these are going to be the good guys showing up, not those bad guys who have their hands in the mix of over-controlling mankind, over-controlling humanity, the dilemmas that are still going on. We have to give fair blame to the evil ETs. Yes, they are evil. They're anti-God. They're anti-freedom. They're control freaks. And they have their puppet organizations like the Illuminati and the New World Order, NWO for short, and the EU. Yes, the EU is one of the evil control organizations of this world. And there's the UN. They're evil too. They're you know, they've been lying to you for years. They're no good, worthless organization, as far as I'm concerned. I wish I could get a speaking position. I guess I'll have to be the president to get to speak at the UN, and then I'll tell them, listen, you guys are a bag of BS. Period. And I'll tell them why too. And then we got so many other despicable organizations in the world that are manipulating things in a bad way. And they're out there pretending they're doing something for you. Well, that's the way things are being run. But it's all going to change when the event happens. That's right. Good extraterrestrial races. Arcturians, Syrians, Pleiadians, maybe some Lyrans. The list goes on and on. There's too many to list. But they've been talked about for the last decade. People have been talking about them. Well, they're finally going to show their faces and bring a lot of goodies with them to our world, like replicators, I hear, tachyon chambers, though tachyon chambers are available now. I mean, I've looked into it. In case you haven't been informed what a tachyon chamber is, it's, we could say, a room size structure that you lay on a bed. You're laying on a bed. Underneath the pyramid frame, on top of the pyramid frame, is a crystal apex pyramid. That's, if you know anything about pyramids, that brings in some more power. And underneath the bed you're laying on, there's all types of crystals. And this regenerates your body. It does all kinds of miracle wonders to you, the person who's laying on that bed underneath the pyramid frame. In case any of you are thinking of building a pyramid frame and put a bed with crystals on it, it'll help you some, but I hear in order to get the real healing abilities of this, you have to have it activated. So I did a little research in there, and that's the basic deal. They're not cheap, unfortunately. The price I found out, $25,000. Well, unfortunately, that limits the amount of people that can use these things. But the good news is I hear when the ETs finally show up in their motherships and land on the White House lawn or wherever they're going to land, I mean, I believe they're going to land in the areas they landed before in the past, and there's actually books on that that'll tell you the places they've landed in the past. also kind of special vortex zones or something, so they might not land on the White House lawn. But either way, when they show up, they're going to supposedly be giving out free tachyon chamber use to those who need it, which is probably all of us. And I can't wait. And you should be looking forward to it, too. If you want to find a little more about these things, hey, follow me on Twitter. Yeah, that's right. My Twitter account is, you'll get a kick out of this, Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's right. If you go on Twitter, you can access me by putting in my hashtag, at Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N-P-R-E-Z. And if you go to my page and my homepage, my icon, you'll see my presidential website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. It's listed right there on my Twitter. And all those things are also accessible if you just punch it in on Google. And you'll find out about my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You'll find out about my music at the CD Baby Music Store. And you can find this all out, too, by going to BBS Radio. Look at the schedule, Station 1. I'm on Station 1 because I'm a number one type guy, you know? And I like being on Station 1 for that reason. But BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Connect the dots. Click on the name of the show in the violet-colored letters, or click on my name, and it will take you to all my sites. You can watch my short videos, my short YouTubes. That my favorite one is Taking Care of Everybody. These are the things I talk about, the things that no other presidential candidate has ever talked about. And I talk about there's a way to do it, pretty much take care of everybody. Sure, everyone isn't going to get their way 100%, but everybody can get their way to some degree. And I'm the guy who knows how to organize something like that. And that, and basically, my motto is, I'm in service to the people. If you ever pick up that book called The Bible and go to the Gospels, the Gospel of Mark 9, 9:35, that's the ninth chapter of the book of Mark, verse 35. It talks about, if you want to be the leader, you got to serve everybody. And that's what I'm dedicated to do, and that makes me the most qualified person to ever run for president of the United States, period. There isn't anybody even close to me. I mean, there's going to be more contenders out there. But if you're interested in having a real president that knows how to solve all the problems, I don't have to hire advisors. The solutions to the problems are all known already. If the people in charge aren't solving the problems, why don't they know the solutions? The solutions are all known already. Got that? The solutions, all the problems are known already. So again, it makes me the most qualified person. I'm non-political, too. You ought to be interested in supporting me. Go to my site, you know, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Click on the PayPal thing. Give me some support or contact me. My cell phone's on there. You can actually call me and leave a message to where I can call you back. I'm not afraid to talk to people. But, you know, stop falling for this Democrat-Republican BS. These are the people that, you know, everybody, you know, Democrats are total morons now, and the Republicans, because they like Trump, want to, you know, keep talking about being a Republican. This is, we got to drop this system because it's an us versus them system, which keeps us in constant conflict and keeps the logjam in Congress. It's going to take a truly independent individual to break the logjam in Congress. And if you think President Trump has accomplishments, I'll show everybody what a real president can do with the Congress. I'll put them to work, and I'll force them to get along whether they like it or not. And that's what they need to do, get along and serve the people and stop serving big money interests and stop serving themselves. You know, when you take account of all the people in the Congress that make whatever their salary is, $100,000+, they're living in multi-million dollar mansions. Well, how do they get the money for this? Golly gee, could it be bribe money? Well, I don't know. Go figure. Anyhow, so much for that. Oh, there's one more thing. Since I'm on the topic of politics, I follow a lot of people on Twitter in the UK and United Kingdom, also known as Great Britain, was once Great Britain, and they're not Great Britain anymore because they're controlled by the EU, European Union, which is a puppet organization of the New World Order. And they have enslaved the British people, and they have bribed beyond belief the British government, Parliament, and the Prime Minister, Miss May, who is hated by all the people at this point in time, because she is denying the people. The people voted for Brexit, what's called Brexit, B-R-E-X-I-T, to break away from the European Union and be a sovereign nation once again. A nation once again? Well, you can't be an independent nation if you're part of the European Union, because they have their little forks stuck in you to suck out the money. And they're sabotaging all the countries in Europe by bringing in all kinds of criminal elements with the migrant invasions and forcing the European countries to take these people in that have nothing to offer. They just come in. They want to come for the freebies, just like the people want to cross the Mexican-U.S. border for the freebies. And half of these people are con artists, you know, coming in for the freebies. And it's not right. And it's not fair. Yeah, the border needs to be secured, whether it's a wall or anything else. There's a variety of ways to secure a border. The trouble is, it's not being done properly. And there's people actually, politicians actually saying we should have an open border, no fences, just let everybody in and suck the money dry. Yeah, because they don't have to pay for it. Taxpayers have to pay for it. And of course, there's the New World Order behind the whole thing that wants to bring down the United States because we're the big stumbling block to prevent them from taking over the world. I mean, they've already taken over Europe with the European Union, you know. This stuff isn't talked about on mainstream media, but I talk about it because I'm hip to what's going on here. So anyhow, I can't wait for this thing called the event, you know. We've been lied to by our government. Our government has been severely corrupt since after World War II. Do you realize the U.S. government brought in Nazis to work for us? And instead of prosecuting them as criminals, they gave freebies to secret scientists to work on secret projects. You know how many secret projects the U.S. government has going? It's sickening. And a waste of taxpayers' money, plus a lot of these projects are evil. And they're using a lot of the technologies against you, the American people, under the direction of the New World Order. Yeah, a large part of our government is controlled by the New World Order. Who do you think's behind running the chemtrail planes, poisoning the air we breathe? Who do you think's talking everybody to the telecommunications companies to set up the 5G broadcasters on every city street in America, right in front of your house, so that when they turn on the 5G, more powerful 5G, and pulsate your body with 92,000 pulsations per second, you're going to get sick. get cancer, and many of you in good, bad health are going to die in a very, very short time. And before before the brain dead jokers in our federal government wise up to what's going on, probably half the population will be destroyed. And of course, that's one of the agendas of the New World Order, bring down the population. If you haven't heard about the Georgia Stones, look it up on the internet. They clearly say maintain a population of 500 million, no more than 500 million. Well, with an 8 billion world population, you got to get rid of 95% of the people on the earth to maintain a 500 million population. And of course, they're doing everything they can. The GMO foods are destroying your health. They have control of that, the New World Order. They do it with money, you know. Apparently, everybody sells out for money, pretty much. Sure, there's a few honest people there, but there's not enough. The majority of people in government and power are selling out for money, and the corporations sell out for money, too. And they're trying to monopolize the food supply with the GMOs because in the process of destroying real food, and they're further destroying real food with the chemtrails, real food supplies. That's why they created the GMO. Chemtrails drop dangerous aluminum and radioactive barium particles that fall into the ground and prevent natural foods and trees from growing, natural vegetation from growing. Helps poison the water supply further, helps pollute your lungs to make you sicker faster. But the GMO food can grow in a toxic environment, a real super sinister plot to take over the food supply. And GMO food is not good for you. And what else are they doing, you know, to fluoridation of the water, which calcifies your pineal gland inside your brain, which destroys your spiritual connection to the advanced intelligences in the universe. That's right. They've been doing this on purpose, you know. They started with the fluoridation of the water, and then the chlorination of the water, which for city water supplies. Yeah, it's convenient. Kills off the bacteria. Well, there's the word there, kill. And it slowly kills part of your body if you're drinking a lot of tap water. Over 400 identified toxins that develop in tap water by chlorination. But the even worse one is the fluoridation, because that calcifies, you know, turns your living pineal gland inside your brain into basically stone. all these things are sick, and it's all part of the New World Order takeover, which is actually, from the beginning, has been promoted by the devil ETs, I like to call them, that have been here for hundreds of thousands of years and subdued the people of Earth. They're the ones who set up the original kingships, and most of the kings were bad. They're the ones that started the and keep the conflicts going. And the New World Order are the puppets of the evil ETs from other parts of the galaxy. They came here to conquer and control, and they're the ones that keep the wars going. They're the ones, because they want us fighting amongst themselves. That way they can still manipulate things from behind the scenes. So they're not out there in the open anymore like they used to be. And when we see all those ancient artifacts depicting superior-looking beings with flying saucer machines and sitting on thrones. You know, people don't realize that, and that's why, I'm going to say it, that's why Christians and Muslims will never get along. The Muslims want to get down on the floor mats and bow down to, they're so ignorant, they're bowing down to the false gods. The false gods are the ones who set up this routine, you got to bow down in our presence. The real God, the real creator of all this is, does not require people to bow down before him. Look into it, you'll understand. And so we got this worldwide religion where people, they're praying to the false gods. I mean, sure, the real God hears what they're doing, but their book of you know, that what they call their Bible, if you read it, it's all these perversions of truth in there. You know, it says God wants you to kill all the people. Well, if you know anything about the real God or the real source of his, of all that is, the real source of all that is loves everyone. The real God is a loving God. But you look at the Muslim scriptures, and their God wants you to kill everybody that doesn't see things your way. Well, that's not the real God. Those are the false gods. The false gods are the ones that want us to kill and destroy each other. You know, people got to wake up to this, you know. Religion of peace, that's the biggest joke, the biggest lie ever. Hey, and their scriptures, it's okay to lie. Yeah, okay. You know, they don't have any Ten Commandments. You know, like, thou shalt not lie. Now, they have a lot of misinformation, and they want to try to convert us to their insanity of serving the false gods. They don't even know what they're doing. Talk about ignorance. And they're living in a Stone Age barbarian culture that, you know, was suppressed and hammered down so hard by the false gods, they believe that's what the real God is, the one who wants to hammer you down and force you to do things. That's how wrong they got it, you know, which brings us to the massacre of the people in a mosque in New Zealand. Well, there's plenty of blame to go around here, and mainstream media, they are doing, you know, their old BS game of blaming white supremacists, please. And they're calling this one guy a terrorist. It's one guy, and for all we know, because the New World Order has fine-tuned the mind control technologies. You know, we have the technologies too in the CIA, and mind control is a sophisticated art. It can be done with machines nowadays, and they look for people that are irritated by any Christian can be easily irritated by Muslims coming in and try to convert us to their evil system. It's evil. Yeah, they approve of torture, they approve of stoning, they approve of hacking people up, cutting off their heads. That's evil, you know? So anybody who was brought up in a Christian household can be very annoyed with such savages coming into their neighborhood and trying to push their crap on us and get us to convert to their sick way of looking at things. And it is sick, and it's evil, too. And and the proof is just read their book. It's there, you know? There's no debate on it. It's there. And they want to follow the rules that tell them it's okay to do bad things. So all the New World Order or any other secret organization that serves the evil ETs that wants to create chaos, they can find anybody, any Christian who's disturbed, and they can send him mind-controlling messages to go out and do something bad and kill innocent people. I mean, so to blame one guy and call him a terrorist, it's wrong. Because part of the blame is and I'm going to speak freely here, part of the blame is the New Zealand government for allowing savages to come in your country and set up savage temples that are anti-Christian and have an ideology of that resembles a cult that wants to either convert you or kill you. How dare you allow people like that to set up temples in your civilized nation? These people don't fit in civilizations because they don't want to. They love their Stone Age barbarian culture, and that's fine. But don't bring it to our civilization. That's going to irritate people and cause conflicts. And so the real blame is the New World Order for mind controlling people and the New Zealand government for inviting savages into your civilization. You stupidly inviting savages. If you took time to read the book that they believe in, you'd understand that these people will never get along with anybody except their own evil kind, because they want to impose their evil on everybody or kill you if you don't go along with their program. Now, why didn't the people of New Zealand, the politicians, know that? Why did they leave an open door for these savages to move? Why did they probably invite them in, too? Because politicians are such crooks and such hungry for greedy people, hungry for money, hungry for new voters. They'd invite the devil in himself to get an extra vote. And that's why everybody hates politicians. And they're doing the same thing here in the U.S., and they've been doing it all over Europe, too. And what do we have? Nothing but chaos. Why is the mainstream media reporting all the continuous violence? I think it's 18 weeks now in France, some ridiculous amount of time between the people trying to strike and get the government to give them some benefits and stop denying them. And the moron in charge, yes, moron, Macron the moron, I call him, you know, he's backstabbing his own people and sending the police out to brutalize the protesters. Yeah, the police in France are attacking the protesters. They're not holding the peace or anything like that. And why isn't this on mainstream media, you know? Because mainstream media is controlled by the New World Order, the people that want us all fighting amongst each other until they can finally set up their one-world totalitarian government in which everybody has to be a robot and follow orders or you will be eliminated. Yep, that's the plan. Wake up, people. You know, I'm the only U.S. presidential candidate talking about these atrocities. The others are just on the same old BS path. You know, I'll tell you whatever you want to hear to get elect me, and then I'll just ignore you for 4 years. You know, that's the way it works with Democrats and Republicans, the phony politicians. They're both groups are phonies. They're part of the problem. You can't have a unified government if you have only two parties, basically, that control everything. It's impossible. You'll always be us versus them, you know? Learn a little philosophy. Come on, people. You've been brainwashed since birth. The public school education system in America is brainwashing people. But it's not as bad as the public education system in England right now or Great Britain, which is a composite of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. They've let too many Muslims in there, and they're taking over the school system and conning Christian children to practice Muslim ways. And the Muslim ways are aligned with evil. Because the Muslim doctrine is, we want to convert you, and if you don't convert you, God has given us permission to kill you. Such utter nonsense, and it's evil. You know, and not to mention, there's no worse organization on earth making second-class citizens out of women than the Islamic community. All women are second-class citizens, and they have no chance of ever becoming equals because of the doctrines, the ideologies that they worship and try to get you to join. You know, you sign up to be a Muslim, you've entered the trap. And then they want to kill you if you try to leave. How about that? Aren't they just wonderful? Yeah, the religion of peace. They're not even a religion. You know, when you look at their actions, you know, and their deeds, and their lying, and their conniving, and their invading of every country on the face of the earth now, they're an invasion force. and they're being utilized by the New World Order. And this is the truth, and you can't prove otherwise. Nobody can. And that's the sad story. The only light at the end of the tunnel here and as to all these bad things that are happening is the event. The good, our good, friendly, galactic brothers and sisters who will finally show up and get rid of the bad guys for us. Because there's too many bad guys to get rid of, and there's too much money in the wrong hands that are keeping the bad guys in control. It's that simple, really. So look into it. The event. That's what it's called. You'll find a lot of information and people you can follow on Twitter regarding that. I tell people to follow his hashtag is at CobraInfo1. He has a lot of informative information. And there's others out there, too. There's a lot of women that refer to themselves as starseeds. You look on the profiles of people or just punch it in, the word starseeds, and you'll find certain accounts. And these starseeds from my gathering are women basically from the Pleiades, but from other star systems also, that are here to anchor in the love vibrations. That's their part in the plan to help bring on the event. Last month I was talking about the event that was planned, a meditation event that happened back in January, I believe. I forget the date now. But it was a success, but we need some more successes. Now, in a couple of days, we're going to the spring equinox. The point in one of the two points in the year of planet Earth where we have equal amounts of daylight and darkness. And it's a special point in time. And it's a time to make things happen mentally because it's a focal point of your thoughts or the collective thoughts of humanity. And you should do some investigation and find out about the importance of the spring equinox. It's a time for setting new things in motion. And it's a time for, if you have love in your heart, it's a time to project it out there. But everybody should be projecting love every day. That's why I talk about the problems. That's why I talk about the evil governments, because they are preventing us from being loving people. And that's why I talk about the evil cults masquerading as religions, because they are preventing people from being loving humans like we were intended to be. And so we have to talk about the bad groups, the bad people, to some extent. But the spring equinox, it's a time to bring your good points out and project them into the universe. You do that mentally with your mind. You think about the good things you want. You think about projecting love. Love comes from your heart. You know, your heart is more powerful than your brain. Whoever told you that? We didn't learn that in school, because school, again, it's one of the negatives. It's not public education. It's public indoctrination to set you up to be a robot servant of the system that serves only the rich. You know, which reminds me, there's that jerk Bernie Sanders. You know, it's amazing that people are willing to support an idiot like that. You know why he's an idiot? I don't mean to be rude, because he uses his key phrases, the disparity between the rich and the poor. We all know that already. It's always been like that. And socialism is not going to solve that problem. Absolutely not. And socialism has never succeeded, you know? And as I say, if you're really concerned about truth, go watch my short videos. We're talking a minute and 30 seconds, a minute and 40 seconds on my presidential website, my YouTubes. listen to what I have to say in a very short amount of time. I explain it, you know? We got to stop labeling everything isms, communism, socialism, capitalism, because that creates a problem right there. We don't want to call anything anything. We just want fairness and consideration for others. People work better with agreements and understandings better than inflexible laws. That's why the whole system sucks. We have all these inflexible laws. People respond better to mutual agreements and understandings, which gives you an opportunity to and flexibility. I'm the only person who talks about these things who's running for president. I'm sure there's a few other people in the world, not many, that talk about it philosophically, but as far as people running for president of the United States, I'm the only one who has ever talked about these things. You know, I'm 1,000 miles ahead of the rest of my opponents, except you've been all brainwashed. You have to vote for a Democrat or Republican. Stop voting for these phonies. These are manipulators whose allegiance is to money. And they have no solutions to anything, and that's why I brought up Bernie Sanders. He always talk, like all the other phony politicians, they talk about the problems. They talk about how we must do this, how we must do that. That's a great... when you hear somebody say, we must do this, we must do that, they all use that phrase to con you into supporting, voting for them so they can get elected and do nothing for 4 years. I call it a free ride for 4 years. And the people they get in politics, that's what they want to do. They want to get elected and ride the gravy train. None of them have solutions, period. And nobody is talking the real truth about everything. I educated myself. I know the real truth about everything. You know, there's a new uproar against abortion. You know, and a lot of good points are being made, but nobody is talking the whole truth related to abortion. Nobody. And if you want to hear the real truth, elect me president, and then I'll educate the whole world about the whole truth regarding abortion. There's so much related to that that's never discussed, never told, and most people don't know about it. I doubt, I might be one of the, maybe only a dozen people, humans on planet Earth that know about the complete real truth related to abortion. There's a lot more than pieces to the puzzle than everybody's being told or talking about. And all the other topics get talked about. The whole truth is not being talked about. People find the area of something that makes their approach to it look good, and they only reveal the pieces that are beneficial to them getting elected, etc., or them making money. And the whole truth about everything is not being talked about. And I'm qualified to make that statement because I know that everybody is just telling the portion of things that they want favor, and they're leaving out the rest, whether they know they are or not. It doesn't matter, you know? And which brings me to a philosophical statement. they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and oh, is that true? And that's basically what the politicians in America and other places around the world offer you, the general public. They offer you a lot of good intentions, but all they're doing is paving the road to hell for you and everybody else that supports these know-nothing idiots, the grandstanders, who just want to get elected to ride the gravy train, because that's why they're in politics. You know, I'm a common man. I worked amongst the common people my whole life. I had no desire to make a lot of money. And that's why my face isn't out there now, because nobody wants to give me free talking space because I don't have any money and I don't support the gravy train riders and I don't support the New World Organization and I don't support all the con games to cheat you out of your money and waste your taxpayers' money. But I know exactly what's going on. Those of us who lived our lives at the bottom scale of society, we got to see the real ugly truth of what's going on. And we know how to solve the problems because we were subjected to all the problems. The people who were born with the silver spoon know close to nothing about taking care of regular people. And then there's the groups, the uneducated groups, that know nothing also. Well, I am an extremely educated person, way beyond any college graduate. And first of all, college is not an educational institution anymore. They teach you a little more than you'll get in a high school education, but it's an indoctrination. It's a college indoctrination to get you to accept the status quo, which is the slave debt system that we're all stuck in. And I learned that term actually off Twitter, that the human race is being controlled with what's called a slave debt system that's been imposed on humanity by bad ETs from the Orion system. There's a strong connection there to Niberians, Anunnaki, you know, the false gods who set up this Sumerian city-state culture, which had all the problems, immediately had all the problems we have today, because it was set up by false gods whose ideology is a two-tier system. The 1% rules the 99%. We're the gods, and you're the peasants. And you have to bow down to us and do whatever we tell you. You know any religions that incorporate that, where they're all bowing down and to a direction on the planet where the false gods ruled for hundreds of thousands of years, one of their strongholds, to a temple that's set out of a kilter with the cardinal directions, just like Washington, D.C. is. When they set up Washington, D.C., they were planning on taking over the U.S., the New World Order people. They started up by calling themselves the Illuminati, and they quickly became controlled by the evil ETs who had been controlling the world beforehand. And so they taught them all the things about, you want control of an area, you mark it off 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. You know, the universe is set up in alignment with the cardinal directions. Did you know that? That information is out there. Why don't you know about that? Why haven't they taught you that in public school? I mean, public indoctrination, you know? And college, so again, people, and we know now with the cheating scandals, that college degree is a worthless piece of paper. Some people learn some things, and then they were indoctrinated into the control system where they become robots working for the robot monster god. And there's another ingredient, the AI intelligence that's here looking to conquer us and control humanity. Yeah, AI intelligence does exist. And what better conquest would AI intelligence want than to control humanity, just like the false gods have been doing, just like the bad ETs have been doing for hundreds of thousands of years? Yeah, all these bad things are happening around us. So, like I said, the only light at the end of the tunnel here is the event, which the good ETs are going to basically show up, tell us the whole truth about everything, that truths that have been kept from us, and remove all the bad entities that are wrongfully controlling mankind and all the bad systems in place. And I can't wait. It's all something to look forward to. Again, free replicator machines for everybody, you know. What could we, eventually money will become obsolete. But it's going to happen, and it's going to be like a science fiction movie. It's been talked about already. They're going to take control because they have the high-tech science to do anything. They're going to take control of all the mainstream media, the crooked mainstream medias, and the whole world will listen to their announcement that they are going to be showing up probably the next day or something like that, and not to be scared. And that'll be the beginning to the end of darkness controlling planet Earth. I can't wait. From what I learned on Twitter by the Star Seeds and the other people I followed that are part of this Galactic Federation of Light that's here to rescue humanity from eternal enslavement by the dark side, the deep state, etc., that the only thing slowing things up now is that there's not enough love being projected on planet Earth. And of course, as long as we're going around killing each other, having wars, that prevents people from being loving. That's why they keep them going. That's part of the control mechanism. You ever see the movie or read the book, 1984? It's explained in there. That's why we keep the wars going. It's all about control. We want to keep you busy fighting each other. That way you don't have time to organize something good. And I say in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, every time we set something up good, we fail to prepare ourselves. And everybody listening should buy this book because it'll help bring you up to date on what you haven't been told by the establishment, by the fake news media. Connect the Dots Theory. Google it. You know, even Google is part of the corruption. They have my book labeled as fiction. Well, it's not fiction. It's nonfiction. I've tried going with the book company to get this straightened out, and they just ignore me, you know? Again, because they want to do anything to suppress the truth, and my book is all about truth. It'll bring you up to date on things you should know about, what's going on behind the scenes, explains why things are the way they are. It gives you a beginner's course in multidimensional understanding. It gives you a good beginner's course in understanding the importance of shapes and how they, the mark of the false gods, they use certain shapes. They set things up 45 degrees out of kilter, you know? The two biggest places on Earth that are set up 45 degrees out of kilter is Washington, D.C., and the famous Mecca over there in that area of the world. That's a definite sign under the control of the false gods. And our Washington, D.C. is under the control of the false gods and their proxies, the New World Order. That's it. That's the harsh reality. Well, it's all going to come to an end soon. But in the meantime, that's why I'm running for president, because with the authority of the President of the United States, I can do my share of bringing ending a lot of these bad programs that are miscontrolling humanity and bring some fairness and reason and understanding certainly to America and stop all the BS going on with the border problems and the people sneaking in, the criminals sneaking in, and the drug dealing. The drug problem can be solved so simply. It's just you legalize all of them, and then you can control the usage of them by legalizing them. You keep, as long as you keep them, drugs legal, it doesn't matter what the drug is. If you keep something illegal, that opens the door to misuse and all kinds of other horrors. Plus, it sets the general population in a never-ending game of cop versus non-cop. I explain this in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Yes, believe me, once everything gets legalized, you know, people will use common sense, and we can openly talk about it, and people will stop doing all the ridiculous drugs, and there won't be any synthetic horrors out there. You know, synthetic horrors are out there because of the government's clampdown on natural drugs. That people want to feel good. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, prohibiting anybody using anything to make themselves feel better is a violation of the First Amendment, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Wanting to feel good is a pursuit of happiness. Why? Where are all the good lawyers? Why aren't they arguing this in court? Well, nobody's willing to pay the money to argue this in court. But believe me, as President of the United States, I will get this matter straightened out fully. And once all drugs are legalized, most people will just be happy using marijuana for recreational use. That's right. And then we can openly talk about it, and we can openly smoke it in public. And society, and if you know anything about marijuana, it brings good vibrations out of people. People become more loving, more easy to get along with, you know, complete opposite with alcohol. But, you know, you got to allow alcohol to be legalized because some people know what their limit is and behave themselves. Again, you know, as soon as you make something illegal, it was proven when they tried to make drinking illegal and prohibition came on. All the violence and killing that ensued because of that, they finally retracted it. Well, they need to retract all the other ridiculous drug laws. And then there's the psychedelics that open people's minds to be more thinking and connect with the universe. Well, them have to be legalized too, you know? Psychedelics, the natural psychedelics, are good for people. Sure, not everybody is intelligent enough to take them, and people can be easily quizzed and a determination made whether you're okay to try this because it's a powerful mind-expanding substances, but you learn things from those experiences, and they are good. 99 out of 100 times, they're good. They just want to tell you about bad trips and stuff like that. Yeah, there'll always be one or two people that it doesn't do good for, creates problems for them. But what right does anybody have to deprive the 99 out of 100 because one person couldn't handle it? They don't have a right to do that. When the truth is finally spoken, we won't have people taking substances that they're not ready for. You know, we'll talk to them and explain to them, look, you're not ready for this yet. Why don't you start with something simple like marijuana that can't harm anybody? And most people would be happy with that. And if you don't want to do anything, that's your prerogative. But don't stop people from their First Amendment right, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You know? The only reason that the politicians are jumping on the bandwagon with legalizing pot now is because the government see, oh, this is a money-making venture. Again, that's their motive for it. It's not giving you your First Amendment rights. It's we can hustle more tax money to waste on our special projects by overly taxing marijuana. Yeah, it's a money crop. You know, again, being legalized for the wrong reasons. Hey, do you know this was a call-in radio show tonight? This show is always a call-in radio show. But I know people are shy about calling into radio shows. I claim this show is better than Coast to Coast. First of all, you can call in and get to speak to me and speak your mind, whereas Coast to Coast, I've listened to that show before I try to call, and you never get through. And they do it on purpose. They have their select people that always seem to get through, and newcomers never get a chance, pretty much. And plus, they annoy you with 15 minutes commercials out of every half an hour. Yeah, that's crazy. Rarely do I do a commercial on here, but it's possible if you have a product to sell, get in touch, you know. I'll do a commercial for you if I believe in your product. You know, I've told people about colloidal silver, who to get it from. I've told people about the most perfect water, who to get it from. I'm not going to talk about it tonight, but I've done in the past. And I get freebies to people, too, on commercials. But I don't drag it out for 15 minutes out of a half an hour. That's ridiculous. Again, giving you proof why this show is better than Coast to Coast. Plus, I'm not afraid to voice my opinions, you know? You listen to George Norrie, man, the guy's, he's afraid to give an opinion, and he's not too well educated on a lot of things either, you know? He plays the host, you know, asks some questions, but at the same time, please, you know, how can you be so unopinionated from having all these great people talking to your shows all the time? Really, you know? You want to hear truth, you want to hear about important things, my show is the one to listen to. BBS Radio Network, the best radio network where you're going to hear truth. Earlier tonight, I listened to James Gillian a little, and he was talking about walking into a pyramid of the future and on planet Earth and walking out of another pyramid or stargate on another world. Sure, it's possible. Most people don't realize that the famous Stargate series was the only science fiction series that was secret information was shared with the writers of the show, because the secret military liked the way that they were displaying the Air Force as good guys protecting humanity, and of course they are. But there's a lot of secret organizations within the military that work on questionable projects that if I told you about, you wouldn't approve of them. And but anyhow, so if you get to see those reruns of Stargate, you'll see a lot of the secret technologies that the secret military groups in America have control of. And we do interact with negative ET species out there. And we're in constant battle with them, and we do use these things like stargates and high-tech weapons, and we at times we help or seek help from the good ET races. So that's about as real as you can get to what's going on behind the scenes. Go to the store; they probably have the whole series on sale on DVD. But if you want to get some inside truth of things going on behind the scenes, well, that is the show to be taken pretty seriously. And I don't have time to speak about it, but I've talked about it on other shows. I've spoken with people on secret projects, and there's no doubt in my mind time travel does exist. And there are secret underground bases. And, of course, it's known now there's hundreds of underground cities. Your taxpayers' money have paid for them. They're for the elite so they can hide in case a World War III breaks out or something like that. They got machines that can tunnel 15 miles a day through solid rock. They've got cities 4 to 10 miles underground all over America, all over the world. This is being paid for by with your taxpayer dollars on the secret black budget projects. Yeah. Why isn't that on mainstream media, you know? At least make the statement, you know? of course, you know, people on mainstream, they do what they're told. You're an anchor person on mainstream media. You either do what you're told or you're going to lose your job. I mean, we know how the game is played. And that's bringing us close to the end of the show. So it's kind of too late to call in now if you were thinking about it, but tell your friends, call in next week. I'm sure there are some listeners out there that have important things to say. I think the last guy that called in, we had a lot to talk about because he had a lot of knowledge about things going on that we should be talking about. There should be no secrets, really. Secrets work against us more than they help us. You know, we believe we need secrets to protect us from the evil ones that want to destroy us. Well, after the event, the evil ones are going to be removed, and then we can be an open, free society like we should be. Well, okay, Mr. Engineer. And if you haven't listened to the show before, I always end my show the same way. I play that, what I call one of the greatest lead guitar solos ever put down on a recording. the end lead guitar solo to my song, Are You the Party in Kind? And are you? I am. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. The full song, it could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. I'm going to do the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody in your life. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.